In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Earlier today at the 9 a.m. Mass, we had the blessing of the palms. The blessing of the palms is done in violet. I'm sorry, it is done in red, not violet. Because it's the remnant of a different Mass. There were two Masses on Palm Sunday. Back in the Middle Ages, there was a blessing of the palms, and then there was the Mass in which we read the Passion of our Lord. And there's a different gospel for the blessing of the palms. There's actually there's two gospels at that Mass in which we bless the palms. And the gospel for the palms is the triumphant entry of our Lord into Jerusalem, where the Jews were cutting down the branches and putting it down, and our Lord was seated on the foal of a donkey coming into Jerusalem. And there's a deep symbolism to that, and the palms, which I think not many people are aware of. So, the procession into Jerusalem is a fulfillment of the prophecy from Zechariah. He says, "Tell daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you, meek and seated upon an ass, upon a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." So that was the prophecy. So when our Lord came in with the Jews laying the palms down, all the Pharisees knew exactly what that symbolized, that he was fulfilling that prophecy of the Messiah coming into Jerusalem. And the important thing is that his coming in was like Solomon's entry into Jerusalem as king. So we have this prophecy of the Old Testament that the Messiah will enter Jerusalem in a way similar to Solomon, and then it's fulfilled here with Christ. Now, so our Lord's enemies recognized that immediately. They knew what all this symbolized. And then with the palms, there's also a symbolism with these. Now, I don't know, we don't know exactly if the Jews made the connection or not. But the palms make an appearance in the Old Testament also. They are from the Feast of the Tabernacles. The Feast of the Tabernacles. And what feast is this? This was when the Jews would commemorate their 40 years in the desert after they were freed from slavery. They were in the desert. They built the Ark of the Covenant, and our Lord, or I should say God, was there present. The pillar of fire and the pillar of smoke as his presence. And he said the Ark of the Covenant would be his dwelling place among his people. And they had the miracle every day of the manna. So God was there with them. He was there dwelling with them. And so for this commemoration, this feast, they would make these little shelters. And this would be in Jerusalem. They'd have to make these little shelters. And they would make them out of palm branches. Also, they could use myrtle branches or olive branches. So if you notice, we have olive branches up here on the altar too. And some places use olive branches. They would use palm branches. And so the scripture scholars say that the palms being used here on the triumphant entry into Jerusalem harken back to that. There's a couple other feasts that harkens back to, but this is the primary one. Why? Because their commemoration of that, the Feast of the Tabernacles, is a feast about what? God dwelling with them. God came down, he dwelled specially in the Ark of the Covenant, and he was there with them in the desert. And so for the Jews to then take the palms and the branches and be laying them down, our mind should go back to that and see that God coming into Jerusalem, which represents the holy city, heaven, you know, all those who are saved, in a similar way that God went down and dwelled with them in the desert, in the tabernacle there, Christ came into Jerusalem and dwelled with the Jews there, his triumphal entry. And so this is what the palm represents, the fact that God dwells with us. Now, the palms come up in another place in the Old Testament, and that is in the book of Maccabees. If you recall, the Greeks came in, the king of the Greeks, he sacrificed a pig on the altar in the temple, and it defiled the temple. The Maccabees had a war and pushed the Greeks out. They had to rededicate the temple. And when they went to rededicate the temple, they only had one day's worth of sacred oil. They needed 8 days to consecrate the temple. So they started the ceremony anyway. And the oil lasted for the whole 8 days, right? Everyone should be at least vaguely familiar with this. And then, so the temple was rededicated. And after that, it says in the book of Maccabees, the Jews then did what? They did a feast like the Feast of Tabernacles. They built the little shelters. They had the palm branches. Why? Because they rededicated the temple and God now is dwelling with them again after that 2 years in which he was gone. So this is where the symbolism of these palms come from. Now, there's a third place in the scriptures in which the palms appear. And this is the one that most people are probably more familiar with. And this is in the book of the Apocalypse. Right? St. John has a vision of heaven. Now, it's all symbolic. But he has a vision of heaven and he sees a multitude of people in white robes standing around the altar, around Christ, the Lamb. And he says, they're the ones that came out of the tribulation, which is, they're the ones that came out of this world and were saved. And they're there in heaven. They were in white robes, and what did they have in their hands? They had the palm. And they are with Christ also. Except the difference is they're in heaven, the eternal Jerusalem. Christ is there with them forever. So rather than God coming to live with us in this world, they now live with God forever in the next world. And they have that palm in their hand to symbolize that. Sometimes, if you see, we don't have any images here, but sometimes an image of a martyr will have a palm. Actually, one of the saints over there, one of the apostles does have a palm in his hand. You'll see saints who are martyred with a palm. That represents the fact that they are in heaven. So, this is the symbolism of the palm. It represents the fact that we are with God, that God is here with us, Christ is truly here, but that we belong to Him. The palm represents our membership in heaven. It is a powerful sacramental. Now, remember the crowd welcomed Christ into Jerusalem with the palm, Christ dwelling with them. And then a few days later, the Jews then did what? They called for his crucifixion. The crowd that welcomed him as king, a few days later, cried for his death. And each one of us does that. We're here welcoming him, we're declaring him our king. But whenever we sin, we are also joining that other crowd, the crowd that calls for his death. Because it is by our sins that he died. So, there is a lot of symbolism and deep meaning here on this Sunday. The palm is one of the, I think, one of the greatest sacramentals of the church. We should respect it and honor it. And remember what it symbolizes. It symbolizes our membership in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.